Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Get over yourself, baby. Get over yourself. That could take a little more time. Can be the light in your eyes when we get it right. So get over yourself, baby. Get over yourself, and we can take a little more time.
Sheffield Live 93.0 FM. This is The Back Room every Thursday, 6 till 7, playing the best in new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk music. And kicking off there with the Rosellas, and that is Get Over Yourself. Great new band, check them out. Got a packed show for you tonight. The usual music news, local national gig guide, new album releases to talk about. This is a band, Another Sky, been around probably about 10 years, but they are splitting up now. It's a bit of a farewell song. This is called Losing.
Pulls of gravity feel like punches. They hit me back to earth. I'm touching you through fog, shadow falling. chrome in the dirt. I'm trying to reach you and color inside your lines. Can't place the day left. Were you ever
Amazing voice. Hopefully she'll go on and do other things. Fat to Luthen, great band, Another Sky. Okay, let's talk about this band, Wet Leg. Second album's out, Moisturizer. They got an album launch in Sheffield, the Foundry, on the 23rd of this month. This is another one from the album. This is Liquid Eyes.
Bye.
How did I get so lucky to be loving you?
That's the Jacks and All the Other Sinners. Their new album will be out on September the 5th. It's called Make Repetition. They're out on tour with Public Image Limited over the summer. And they've also got a headline show at London Amira confirmed for September the 11th.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
We know where we're going.
are the days we are loved.
So good to have them back. I caught them at Deansgate Castle Bowl a couple of weeks ago. And they played this for the first time. New stuff from the Charlatans. That's called We Are Love. The new album We Are Love is out on the 31st of October. And also they will be touring that too in the wintertime, I think, including a date in Leeds and Manchester. Let's stick with, I mean, it feels like 96 at the moment. It feels like you got new Oasis, you got new Pulp, you got new Suede, you cast the Charlatans. As you know, it's Oasis Fever. Slide Away was played at the Cardiff gig, first gig in 16 years, 4th of July. This is live version from that Oasis.
We'll be right back.
More gigs at Heaton Park in Manchester over the weekend. It's great to hear that live version of Slide Away at Cardiff. It's 6:24. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You listen to The Back Room. And this is Youngblood. The amazing track from Youngblood, number one album, Idols, that is Zombie. He's talked about he wants a hometown gig in Doncaster at the stadium with Jamie Clarkson and Louis Tomlinson, both from Doncaster. That's what he wants. Maybe it will happen. Okay, going to do some music news very short after this. These are from Manchester and they are called Aerial Kid.
Always on my mind, all right. Always on my mind.
Great new track from them, Ariel Kidd, and Always On My Mind. Let's do some music news.
Music news.
So ticketless Oasis fans scale new security fences, climb trees to catch a glimpse of the latest Heaton Park gig on Wednesday. Huge steel fences were erected around the Manchester Park to stop the eager fans from watching the band's Oasis Live 25 tour after the Britpop legends performed two homecoming shows there on Friday and Saturday. Although their attempts to enter the venue were unsuccessful, that hasn't stopped crowds gathering what has been dubbed Gallagher Hill to listen to the Stand By Me group. Some have even gone as far to set up picnic blankets and fold-up chairs, despite calls from Manchester City Council not to travel. The council said, with three concerts still to be played by Oasis following their two huge successful concerts of the weekend, the City Council is repeating its quest for fans without tickets not to travel to the park. After taking stock of how the first two nights went, additional measures have now been deemed necessary and will be in place in the next two concerts to protect the environment of the park, ensure areas of parkland and nearby livestock are protected, and maintain public safety. Perry Farrell has filed a lawsuit against Jane's Addiction members Dave Navarro, Eric Avery and Stephen Perkins. The complaint over the 2024 onstage altercation that derailed the band's tour comes just hours after three members sued him earlier on Wednesday. In the suit filed on Wednesday in LA and obtained by the Hollywood Reporter, Farrell maintains the rest of the band were the original aggressors in the September 2024 incident that culminated in him punching Navarro on stage. He claimed in the suit that the band took part in a years-long bullying campaign where they harassed him on stage and attempted to undermine him by playing their instruments at high volume so he could not hear himself sing without blasting his own in-ear monitors at an unsafe level. Now, Farrell claimed the lawsuit that the band's alleged harassment escalated on the 13th of September to physical violence by Navarro and Avery against Farrell on stage during the Boston show and the assault of both Perry and his wife, Etty Lau Farrell, backstage by Navarro. Farrell's claims disputes the band's original complaint, which stated that Farrell attacked Navarro and continued to attack him backstage. Farrell alleged the rest of Jane's Addiction used him as a scapegoat to cancel the rest of the tour. That's the music news. Okay, this is a band called Eugene McGuinness. And this is a new track from them. This is Seascape.
Drive it up the mountainside. A rainbow floating in the vapor of a fountain night. I can't be touched. And the sun is up. Maya is dancing and singing in the honey light. I had a dream that it was all just a dream last night. I still can't wake up. And the sky is in the ocean, and I can see the ocean crashing in your eyes. And all the stars exploding. All nights are days.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
I was lost in the wilderness going on for 20 years. My friends grew up, grew old, had kids, took jobs to pay the bills. I wrote a novel that didn't sell, wrote poems that didn't rhyme. And then I joined a rock band and wrote another line. Now there ain't no sense in waiting, I'm bona fide. Turn the radio up. Mansion in the hills, half a dozen children and a brand new set of wheels. I picked him up on Tuesday nights and took him to the show. And when the show's over, I turned on the radio. He asked what I was doing. I said, come on, man, turn the radio up. They've got this mother rocker singing right across this land with his earthquake, bone shaking, music making band. So I ain't going nowhere. Come on, raise your hand. Turn the radio up.
A singer-songwriter, Chris Stanley, and that's called Turn the Radio Up. Before that, Eugene McGuinness. He had a record deal on Domino Records. It came to an end in 10 years ago. But he's back with that great new track, and it's called Seascape. Okay, as you know, next weekend is Tramlines, the biggest music weekend of the year in Sheffield. Hillsborough Park Pulp on the Friday, the Raytons on the Saturday, the Kasabian on the Sunday. All headlining, of course, there's a load of other bands. So let's do some other bands that are playing that weekend. And this band, they're doing a DJ set on the Friday. Hot Chip are back. This is new from them. This is Devotion.
I don't feel emotion. It completely takes over me. Sight of who I'm meant to be. Take me in your arms. Hold me up where everyone will see. It's tearing me apart. This song. You please.
new music on the Back Room.
I was never your Nancy. I was never your Penny Lane. I was standing in a sea of Afghan code groupies on their knees with no names. You were always powder white. You were always black and blue. Sleeping on the couch, kicked out of your house, kicked in the face, but you did look cute. What's a girl to do? I don't wanna be your baby. Wouldn't even if you paid me. You're so cruel and you're so vicious, but my goodness, you're so.
She's called Love Cat. This is called Vicious Delicious. The album drops on the 31st of October, and you can catch her on Sunday night at Tramlines. And Hot Chip on the Friday, which will be a great warm up for Pulp. Okay, gonna do some gigs straight after this. Biffy.
What this spirit wants.
Amazing. Biffy Clyro and new from them, A Little Love. Let's do some gigs.
Local and national gigs.
So if you want to go see a gig in Sheffield this week, you've got Liz Jones at Cafe Number 9 tonight. Tomorrow, Jody Davis is Cafe Number 9. On Saturday, John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett at the Greystones. And then on Sunday, Billy Martin's doing in-store at Bear Tree Record. Geordie Creep are at the Foundry. And then on Wednesday, Hilly Billy Vegas are at the Greystones. Some tours that have been announced, brand new. All Time Low, kick off 22nd of January in Cardiff Arena. Manchester Cop Live on the 23rd. London O2 Arena on the 24th of Jan. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. After the Oasis tour and also a few dates of Rich Ashcroft on his own, he's announced Manchester Co-op Live on the 8th of November. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9:30. The Charlatans' new album, We Are Love, will be out in end of October. They're going to be December tour to coincide with that. Leeds Academy, 6th of December, then on to Stoke, Bath, London, Manchester Academy on the 11th of December, and then Glasgow. Those tickets go on sale at 10. And the Grogans have a tour. Bristol kicking off there 23rd of September, Nottingham Bodega on the 24th, and Manchester Academy 26th of September. And those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. We've got time for a couple more songs. This is a band called Big Society, and this is Guarantee.
In my time, life was amazing, right? Swings and roundabouts, and they always around. We got high and lost some years, but hey, who's counting? I trust my medicine to make me want to smile. It feels so warm and nice. In the moment that I snap,
it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Some new album releases out tomorrow. Alex Yee, Headlights, Alex Warren, You'll Be Alright Kid, and a new one from Raekwon, The Emperor's New Clothes. It's a Tramline special next week. And Stevlu does Soul Casino before me. He's on at the Frog and Parrot over. There's a big Fringe weekend in Sheffield over Tramline's weekend. Playing Northern Soul all day, 3 till 10 at the Frog and Parrot. There's a load of stuff going on, obviously, in Hillsborough. The big lineups there as well. And this band are the K's, and they'll be playing Tramlines over the weekend. And I managed very fortunately to catch up with them one of the last gigs of the Lead Mill, when they play two sold out shows on Saturday and Sunday. So I'll be talking to them about that next week. So let's play out with the K's, because their new album's out on the 25th of July as well. Going to play out with this tonight. This is the K's. Me and your sister, have a great evening. See you next week.
Like a razor, it's not normal behavior. Leaves me feeling so blue. And I'd forgotten how to feel it. I forgot that I had feelings like you other people do. Till you entered the room. Now I'll never ever get another chance. I'd have been speechless, there's nothing between us. Sister of the same deed, the brother of few of your friends in Ibiza. They came to a show, so I went out to meet him. They say I'm the type of boy that you need. And every time you post, oh, it's the most important thing I'll see all day. Too much and too loud is annoying when I'm hiding the fact that I'm only avoiding it.